Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. The gang's all here as we kick off this Wednesday, March 29th edition of Talk Sports. Oh, it's been a day. It's been a day, boys. How are you?
Oh, you know, fine. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. I don't know if we're going to have Cam today. Sorry. I was trying to get Cam on the Periscope, but fired up with just you and I and the background here. So I'm doing all right. It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere. How you doing?
It's been a day.
What kind of day? Why a day?
Nah, just a long day. Just dealing with stuff.
It's only 12:02 p.m.
I know. It's been a day.
How long you been awake?
Too long. Wish I was still asleep.
Yeah.
Wish I was still asleep. But it's okay. Gonna choose joy and have a good Wednesday. Starting today. Starting right now. At noon. 03. The day will get better.
It's still 02 on my...
Noon 02.
Computer.
My computer restarted as soon as I opened it up. For some reason, so I didn't...
Sounds like it's fast.
Well, it doesn't have a clock. I was just assuming...
Oh, it doesn't have a clock.
Well, not when it's in its loading, buffering screen from when it shut down for some reason.
Right at the start of the show.
Yeah, despite the battery being fully charged and actually even plugged in. Then I unplugged it, and as soon as I unplugged it, it restarted for some reason.
I'm starting to think you might need a new machine.
Yeah.
Take it to a tech guy.
Every time I go to get ready to get a new one, it'll have like a good couple days, and I'm like, I can squeeze out a couple more uses out of it.
It's like toothpaste. Like when you get toward the bottom of the tube,
uh-huh.
And then you're like, you know, I need to buy some new toothpaste. But then you curl it up one more time and squeeze it a little harder, and then you do that little twist thing at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, I got probably another 2 days I can use this.
Yeah, similar to that. Cam, how are you? How was the softball game last night?
It was good. The ladies looked great, as usual. They were killing it. It was nice to be out there to support the ladies.
What was the crowd like on a...
Oh, it actually was pretty full. It was actually pretty full. I was very surprised. It was a pretty good crowd. They were into it. I think softball has it down when they do like those chants and stuff.
What do you mean?
I think baseball should do that.
What are the chants?
They were just like the girls in the dugout would just they had a chant for every situation. It was wild.
Can you walk me through a couple?
Well, it'd be like the other team would be like
Sally.
Yeah. But it'd be like 3-0. It'd be 3-0 count, and they'd be like, three balls, and just messing with the other team's pitcher. Okay. I think baseball should do the same thing and kind of just lean into that, and it made it entertaining.
Cam got a good deal on tickets. Believe it was, 10 tickets for $2, something like that.
That's hateful.
No, he said he got a good deal yesterday.
Tickets. It wasn't $10. For $2.
I meant $10 for 2 tickets or something like that.
Yeah,
it was like a good deal.
I got $10 a ticket was what I got in there for. But
it's a good team.
Yeah, it was good to see them. Good to see Lays out there. One girl was rocking it. She had 2 home runs, grand slam in the game.
He's constantly putting down women.
What are you talking about?
Just constantly putting.
I just said Cam got a good deal on tickets.
Yeah, and then
for
you acted as if he got 10 tickets for $2.
No, I meant $10.
Well, he also paid $10 a ticket.
My point was it's affordable to get in. You
that
should go support the
that
ladies.
Wasn't your point.
That was my whole point.
Say it with your chest.
I got my chest right here.
Don't back down now.
I said you should.
You want to put down the women? You want to put down women's sports?
No, absolutely not.
Stick with it.
No, I think you should go support. I was trying to tell the audience that the tickets are fairly reasonable.
Well, they're not. They're not. A quarter apiece.
Well, no, they're not a quarter apiece.
20 cents apiece.
Well, they're $10. Two tickets, $10 or whatever. Cam said. You know,
$10 a piece. Even now, you're trying to downplay.
Affordability is the whole thing. You should go support these sports that don't get as much support.
Yeah.
That was my whole point.
That wasn't your whole point.
I don't know why you think that.
Well, I could sit here and see the smirk on your face, and so could everyone on Periscope.
I don't know about it. I don't know if they can see it, really.
You think you're cute. You want to put down the girls.
I'm not cute. Although, I don't know. Feeling a little cuter. Got my nice shirt on today.
Looks good.
Feeling nice and thin because I didn't eat last night.
It's the stripes.
I've been starving myself, trying to. It's a new diet. Just don't eat.
Instead of eating good, just don't eat at
just
all.
Just don't eat. Just basically.
Smart.
Well, I'm going back to my what I had success with about a year ago, which is just eat once a day. You can eat as much as you want, basically, but just eat once a day.
Okay.
I've made it 2 days. This is day three.
Nice.
So the intermittent fasting?
Yeah, but it's like extreme intermittent fasting. It's like 23 hours.
Well, I think with intermittent fasting, you're not supposed to drink.
No, you can drink black coffee and you can drink water.
Is that black coffee?
Yes.
You sure?
We've had this talk, yes.
It's not espresso?
This is black. Well, espresso is just like black coffee on steroids.
What are the steroids in the black coffee?
Well, no, I mean, not literal steroids, but like if you have espresso, it's that's black.
Just a lot of shots into it or what?
Well, yeah, it's just it's no concentrated cream. From the coffee bean.
No cream in it?
Well, you can have a little cream.
Not with intermittent fasting, you can't.
Well, you're
supposed to just have water, I thought.
Yeah, well, my second cup, I'm having a little half and half.
Oh, okay.
A little half and half's not going to break a fast.
I'm just saying, don't call it extreme if you're just going to break the rules.
Well, it's 23 hours.
Yeah, but if you're going to break the rules, don't call it extreme is all I'm saying.
I'm not really breaking the rules.
Okay.
I'm having just a little bit of half and half, which is not going to break the fast.
Okay.
And nothing else but water and black coffee.
And then an hour a day, you just eat as much as you can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Buffet.
It actually worked for me last year.
Yeah.
It worked. And then I got off because I got hammered one night and lost my car and it was a whole thing.
Do you ever think that drinking might be your biggest problem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I've been trying to take it easy on the drinking.
Yeah.
Too. But, you know, it's tough in the spring because people want to go out and do things.
Just say no.
I do most of the time.
Just say no.
But
tell them you gotta go out and work. Just say that.
I do most
say
of the time.
Say it's grind time.
Most of the time I do.
Yeah.
Problem is one day throws you off, you know.
It creates a domino effect.
Next weekend, got some people coming in town. They're wanting to go to Bristol for the dirt race.
Okay. Is that just a one day thing?
Yeah.
You could cheat on that day then.
Yeah, well that's the thing. If you make it a one day thing, it's fine.
And I could say even the next day, if you fall off the wagon the next day, just get back on. A two-day blowout, it'll be okay.
That's how you get out. That's how you get to the West. You get back on the wagon. You might run into a little dysentery. You might run into, you know, a rabid mad cow who broke from the herd. You might run into Indians.
Well, sometimes if you're not on the wagon, you're trying the wagon, they won't get you. You won't be on the wagon.
Mm-hmm. Could you have made it on the Oregon Trail?
I don't think I would have wanted to live back in those days.
Why did they call it the Oregon Trail? They didn't all go to Oregon, did they? They were going, or did the trail end up in Oregon, or was that just the game?
I think the game was named after the real thing.
But was the actual Oregon Trail? Did it only lead to Oregon, or could you kind of break off and go to San Francisco?
I'm sure it could have led to other things. Yeah. I doubt any of those places are actually named back then, really. Or like officially, I guess.
I think they were like territory.
Yeah, I was going to say
Oregon territory.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, I guess what I really meant to say is like it's not just what we think of Oregon. It was probably
think about
the whole Pacific Northwest was probably called Oregon.
What if you had told those people that ended up like where Portland is now by the river there in Oregon in the 1800s? What if you told them that eventually this is going to become a liberal drug capital?
They from day one they were outlaws. Like,
oh, seems nice right now.
From day one, they were outlaws.
Seemed like a nice place to me.
Enough where the...
I lost 4 siblings, 6 children, and 2 aunts.
It's not that bad.
On the trail.
Compared to the Dahmer party, they got off pretty easily.
I had a good friend named Warbird, and I lost him because they gave him a blanket. And his blanket was full of disease. So now it's just me and my boy here, Tex. Who was named after Texas territory.
And now it's the drug capital of the U.S.
Oh, no, Texas got the dysentery. I'm going to be all alone.
That's a good voice.
Maybe I'll find me a woman. You could also just throw a vague amount of coins on a bar top back in that day, and you could get like a you could get a room and a shower, and two whiskeys, a woman.
Yeah. How hard was it to get the coins, though? That's the question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you just robbed a train.
Yeah. Were things fairly priced back then? Or was like, oh, man, it's steep.
I don't know.
2 pennies for a room and board?
Need a razor. Get anything you wanted, you know?
Yeah.
Give me some ammunition.
Hooker? Or get a hooker.
That's what I meant by woman.
Oh.
Well, I mean,
in this establishment. No, but it's like, in my mind, I had
I was
like
just
a
thinking of Wilbur. I was thinking of Wilbur whenever he said he wanted a woman. I wasn't thinking hooker for him.
Oh, I was thinking like brothel.
When you said Wilbur, I was thinking he was wanting to settle down and try to restart his family, but either way.
I long for those days of the Wild
West.
You
wouldn't have made it.
No, no, I mean, not in this condition.
Yeah.
But if I had lived back then, I imagine I'd be a different person. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Well, yeah. I don't think mommy would have been taking me to McDonald's as a boy. I would have been, I mean, I might have grown up a little different, you know.
You don't think you'd have been gluttonous then, trying to hog most of the rations?
I don't think so.
There's always the guy on Survivor that wants to eat too much of the rice, and everyone gets mad at him. Like, bro, chill.
I'm hungry. I think you keep eating. What?
That's what they say on Survivor. Like, everyone gets like the same amount of like rice, and then there'll always be somebody trying to sneak and get a couple more because they want an advantage, plus they're hungry. They need to keep eating. I'm weak.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, it's not fair. We all have to, we're all having to sacrifice.
He's probably got low blood sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's as bad anymore because they cut Survivor down from like 38 days to like 20, like 22 or something like that. They do an expedited version now.
It's not as tough.
Yeah, you don't see people really like waste away like they used to. Back in the day when it gets to like day 30, day 31, people were really, you know, their mind playing tricks on them and their body eating itself.
I just discovered that Naked and Afraid show the other day.
Yeah.
I had never watched that. Miles had it on the TV. I was like, what is this? Why is this woman nude? Why are they blurring it out? They're blurring.
You had never heard of Naked and Afraid?
No. No, I don't think so. Huh. But apparently they just drop people off in the wilderness, and it's kind of like Survivor, I think.
Yeah, but there's no voting off and things like that. They're just.
I did notice all the people they had on there that they blurred out, that like the nude people were all, they all happened to be attractive.
I don't think that's true, actually.
And I was wondering, like,
maybe on the episodes you watched, but I don't think that's.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if they ever put unattractive people on that show.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of the episodes I saw, they were unattractive.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any attractive people on that show.
Yeah.
No.
I've seen hit or miss, no. But I don't think it's all attractive.
The one I watched was attractive people, so I don't know.
Huh.
Maybe I just saw a good episode.
Naked and Fabulous.
Yeah, nobody was afraid because everyone was beautiful.
Had TV cameras around. Well, how bad could it have actually gotten?
Yeah.
That's what I wondered, too. It's like, this seems kind of like not real.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that cameraman doesn't have a bag of peanut M&Ms if you need them.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Anyway.
That wasn't the Naked and Afraid I thought we were going to talk about today in 2023. Figured it'd be a story about the woman Cam keeps chained up in his closet.
Well,
she's happy to be there.
You never know what could happen.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cody, what's the story of the day? Fantasy baseball.
It's a good question.
Baseball starts tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, baseball is right here now.
I only knew that because the betting apps told me, but
ads for Range Rovers now.
So I heard.
The first game, I guess, is White Sox at Astros? Or that's like the first ESPN game at 7 o'clock? Anyways, what's the big story, Cody?
There's not one.
Us. There's not one.
No story today.
No story of the day.
Doesn't look like it.
What the hell are we going to talk about all day?
Well, little
Falcons
stories.
Falcons being
I guess.
So good.
We're going to do little stories, and we're going to do just kind of, you know, hanging out here.
Just hanging out with the boys.
How about Preds? They played.
What? Who?
The
do people still care about the Preds? I thought they were rebuilding. I thought they tore it down. Are they trying to make the playoffs?
I don't know. There's a headline here that says, Predators keep shooting victims in mind during Bruins upset. So
yeah,
I guess
they did lose
they
me some
like,
money by winning yesterday.
I guess they like dedicated their win
Predators.
To What's that, Cam? You lost money on the Preds?
Yeah, I bet against them yesterday.
You bet against the Predators?
Yeah, the Bruins are good, man.
Not good enough, I guess.
Not good enough, I guess.
Yeah. I guess I should have taken it into the context of...
Preds are only like 3 points out of the playoffs. I thought they were...
Remember when everybody cared about the Preds?
No.
That was kind of a fun time because it kind of gave us something to rally behind in like this time, that like April, May.
I will say I had a bet on them to win the Stanley Cup that one year, that they were the eighth seed, that they made the Stanley Cup. I had a bet that they won the West, and that was a nice chunk. And then I had a bet they won the whole thing, and that would be another nice chunk. But... they didn't. They lost. And I think in hindsight, I would have enjoyed the money at the time. But I'm glad that like Tennessee's first championship wasn't a hockey team.
Yeah, that would have been pretty dumb.
I think that would have hurt me like if like Tennessee's first championship.
As a real sports fan?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd have been pretty mad.
Mad?
Maybe not mad. Maybe. We do have a long drought. We have a sneaky long drought as a state with professional sports. We're like bottom three or four, I think, in terms of years without a championship, where it's not good.
We're the only U.S. state that's never won a pro championship.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, it's not.
But maybe of teams that have professional teams.
Not every state has a pro team.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. But I do wonder of the teams, of the states that have multiple teams, I would say we're in pretty bad shape there.
Can you name the cities that have multiple teams?
It's like all of them?
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
That's one of them.
New York.
Los Angeles. You ready? Lakers, Clippers.
Oh, you're naming all the teams. That's what you're trying to do? Or name the cities with multiple?
Lakers, Clippers, Angels, Dodgers, Rams, Chargers, and then the Kings and Galaxy. They have two soccer teams.
They got two soccer teams, yeah. Did you name both soccer teams or just one?
No, I named the Kings. That's Ducks. Hockey. Kings and Ducks.
Well, the Ducks are in Anaheim.
Yeah, but that's L.A. That's what I meant to name.
Well, they go by it.
And then New York, you got Rangers, Islanders.
Well, you
got
to name both soccer teams.
I said Galaxy.
And you said there's two, and you only named one.
Well, I don't know if there's another one.
There is another one.
There is?
Yeah.
You know it?
I think so.
I'd be surprised if you knew the other one.
Is it not just – I want to say it's just – I'm getting doubt myself now.
L.A. Club. Yeah, it's just like L.A. football
club. I
want to
say it's just LAFC, right?
Yeah, L.A. football club.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't counting soccer, really, but I don't know why I named the soccer teams. But
we only named one.
New York has Rangers, Islanders, Yankees, Mets.
What are you doing?
Nets, Knicks, Jets, Giants.
Well, Jets, Giants are in New Jersey. You lose.
Yeah, but it's New York, though.
No, but you lose. They're in New Jersey.
It's New York metro area. And then Chicago, interestingly enough, has...
I hear you name the New Jersey Devils. Is that not the metro area?
You could count them, I guess. The Chicago, interestingly enough, has two baseball teams, but not two of anything else.
They had talked about putting two basketball or football teams there. It just never takes hold.
They've talked about that?
Yeah, I mean, they've brought it up. Just how it's big enough to hold two.
In Chicago, you have the Bears.
Like, someone in Dallas talking about putting a second team there for the Cowboys. Like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And how they could support a second team with their area, but everyone's just like, they'll be Cowboys fans.
Bears, Bulls.
And they'll just not win Super Bowls, either
White
team.
White Sox. You more of a Cubs guy or White Sox guy?
Neither, really.
No.
I mean, I used to kind of root for the Cubs whenever like they were always on WGN. I was a kid, and like, the games were always on in the summer. But that was when they were pretty terrible, so it wasn't very fun, but I just kind of liked watching baseball.
You ever been to Wrigleyville?
Nope, never been to Chicago.
I have.
Cool.
Do you know where the White Sox are?
Chicago.
The South Side.
South Side, that's right. I didn't care much for their park. It doesn't have the historical lore.
It's newer, though. Obviously, it's a lot newer, right? Is it not nicer?
Yeah, it is nice, but Wrigleyville's cool because it's just in a neighborhood. Like, it doesn't seem like there should be a pro baseball field there.
Yeah.
But there is. It's just sitting right there. There's little bars all around, little pubs and restaurants and such, little shops.
Okay.
Italian beef. Hot dogs, too.
I am interested in what states have multiple teams that have never won a championship, though. Because I do think Tennessee's can't be in very good company. I can't think of too many others. Like,
let's try to think.
Minnesota's had a long, long drought, but the Twins won a championship in, like, the mid-90s, at least.
Let's try to think of some others.
I know the Vikings haven't won one since like the 60s or whatever, and the Ohio Timberwolves have been really, really bad.
Is not one.
I mean, Ohio, the Cavs won a championship. Indians have had a long, or Guardians have had a long drought.
What are
the Reds won some championships too, like in the, 1990, I think, around that time.
Some other states.
91, maybe.
The Braves, so Georgia wouldn't be one. Florida wouldn't be one.
Braves literally won one like 2 years ago.
So Louisiana.
The soccer team.
No, the Saints won Super Bowl. What are some other states?
Stop for a second and think before you just start naming states that won championships very obviously and recently.
Missouri has a lot with the Cardinals.
Yeah, and the Blues, I believe, won
North Carolina, the Panthers Hurricanes, suck. Panthers, they don't have.
Okay. If the Hurricanes ever won a Stanley Cup?
I mean, the Bobcats definitely don't.
Yeah, and the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, they're the Charlotte Hornets. They're not the Bobcats anymore.
Oh, they are. Why is that? How long has
that been? Realized it was stupid.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know if
New Orleans got rid of the Hornets name, and they wanted to be the Pelicans to place, pay homage to their local area. So then when the Hornets became available, Charlotte's like, hey, we'll take it back.
They should have called them the Vomiters. Not to pay homage.
Carolina won in 2006.
They did.
The Canes. Yeah. They won
That was a good guess.
It wasn't bad with the.
What about Virginia? They have. Does DC count? Is that like. I guess Virginia.
Redskins used to win a bunch of championships.
I guess Virginia doesn't have. Yeah, Washington, Nationals
won one like 4 years ago.
Yeah, they've won a lot. Just working through it. Try to calm down.
I'm calm. I'm just saying. I think Tennessee's in bad shape.
New York's got a lot of Giants, Yankees. Let's see. What are some other states?
Michigan?
Steelers, Eagles, Michigan. Who does Michigan have? The Lions, the Tigers. I think the Red Wings have got.
Yeah,
they got
I would
one
take that.
Recently, sort of. But that's kind of a good guess when you think about the Lions and Tigers.
Ohio.
Pistons also got one.
Did we talk to Ohio? We talked.
Yeah, Pistons got them.
Yeah.
I think the Red Wings used to be like the main franchise in the NHL, so they got a whole bunch.
You can't even say Nevada because the Golden Knights got one, didn't they?
Did they win or did they lose in the final? I thought they lost in the final.
I thought they won one.
But they also don't have multiple teams. I guess they do now with the Raiders.
They do, yeah. Two.
And the Aces.
Did they win a championship?
No. Sure. Probably not.
Arizona.
Diamondbacks won one in 01.
Yeah. Okay.
Rules that out.
Yeah.
Suns made one. I love doing this. I don't think it's any good.
The
on
Golden
the radio,
Knights lost in the Stanley Cup in 2018.
They haven't won a championship?
No, they lost in 2018.
Well, they might have lost in 2018, but
that was the only time they had a chance.
Oh. I thought they won a COVID title.
Did the Aces get the one?
I didn't look up the Aces, Cam, because I'm not going to count that. Since Cody doesn't respect women, neither do I.
That's true. I didn't know that about y'all.
Texas, they got a lot.
Texas has a lot. And just the Cowboys, Mavericks.
California, they got some.
Yeah. So, like, as a state, we're kind of losers when it comes to professional sports. We might be the biggest losers. Unless I'm missing a state. I don't know. I haven't checked Twitter replies or
I think we hit all the
or
states.
Texts of people yelling at us like Alaska and Hawaii don't have any teams.
I mean Chicago,
Portland,
only had the,
maybe Portland,
the Bulls,
Oregon,
and Cubs.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon. Do they have multiple teams though? They have the Blazers.
They don't have any other teams.
They just have the Blazers there, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
And do they have a hockey team?
I don't think so.
They got a soccer team. That maybe is what changed.
Seattle's got championships. I think we pretty much covered every state.
And I want to say the Blazers won in the 70s as well. So they even have a championship. Feels like it was easier to win back in the 60s and 70s. I wish Tennessee would have had some teams back then. We might could have got a couple of cheap titles.
Massachusetts, they've got an abundance.
Yeah, they won.
They have more than anyone.
They cheated.
Is that true? They have more than California?
I would imagine.
I would have thought California had passed them.
I mean, I don't know. You just look at Boston in like the last 20 years.
I mean, I know, but the sports go back further than 20 years. I mean, the the Patriots didn't really win any before the last 20 years. I mean, I know the Bruins.
Well, if you look at,
I mean, the Red Sox only have like four. I mean, they went a whole 100 years without winning one. So I would say California has more as a state.
You think California has the most all time?
Yeah, I would say so.
Who?
I mean, the Lakers have 18 or 17, however many it is.
I guess the Giants. Oh, if you count the whole state, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the whole state.
The Giants got quite a few.
I mean, I'd even say L.A., I mean, itself. I mean, the Dodgers got a couple. Well,
the Rams don't have. They have
one.
Just one. So I don't think L.A.'s really got that many.
Okay. But the state definitely does.
Well, how many did the Celtics have?
They have the same as the Lakers.
Yeah, so when you count the Celtics and then all the Patriots titles, plus the Bruins and the...
The Kings got a couple.
And then the Red Sox got, like, what, three or four?
Yeah, but the Kings got a couple, too.
I would think Boston still has more than anybody else. I think. I mean, because they got six just in football.
So 16, I think the Celtics have 16. I'm pretty sure the Lakers have 17.
So that's null and void. So then just look at the football titles and the baseball titles. Because the Red Sox have as many as the Dodgers.
Not saying 17 for the Celtics. Get on the same page, Google. What are we doing here?
But then I guess you do get to count the Giants titles, too.
Yeah,
So maybe.
So I don't know. Let's see. 17 plus.
Oh, and the Niners. I forgot about the 49ers. Yeah. So, yeah, you're probably right.
26, 32.
You're probably right.
Yeah, 32, 38. 38 is what it says for Boston.
That's still a lot.
No, yeah, I mean, they've had the best run since 2000.
I'd say those two would be the top two. Although, when you think about New York, though, you know, New York has 27 with the Yankees or something like that. 26?
Yeah, no, the Yankees are probably right there in the mix, too. States with the most championships. This goes back to 2018, so I guess this could change. But yeah, New York has 66, California 64, Massachusetts 50 since 2018. Yankees are doing a lot of heavy lifting there with the 27. Tennessee, zero.
None.
Zero.
We got nothing.
States with zero championships, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, none of them even have teams, Connecticut, Delaware, not even have teams, Hawaii, Idaho, don't even have teams, Kansas, no teams, Maine, no teams, Mississippi, no teams, Montana, Nebraska, no teams, Nevada, they don't have one, they got teams.
But they don't really count because they've only been around for a couple years.
Oklahoma. The Thunder don't have one.
Yeah, but they don't have multiple teams.
They don't. They don't. Tennessee, zero with three teams. And all of them have been around long enough to really register. So, yeah, we're the biggest losers we're the biggest losers state-wise. That's tough. That's no good.
I don't see a championship coming anytime soon.
No, so on one hand, I kind of wish the Predators would have won a championship just so we wouldn't be, like, the biggest losers, but... It would feel a little weird if it was a hockey championship, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a hockey team that got us off the schnod. That'd be tough. But either way, that was talking championships.
It was captivating.
Did you learn anything?
No.
Okay.
I did most of the thinking.
You think so? Just by naming states?
You think people think
and
with
being
us?
Wrong is saying, that... like, Boston was the... biggest championship state.
Was I wrong officially?
I mean, I just told you that New York had 27 themselves of the Yankees, and California has like 60. So, yeah, you were wrong.
Well, I think you might have been wrong too, though. You said California had the most?
No, I said California had more than Boston.
Oh.
Does
New York have the most?
I don't know if it's, like, again, the site I'm reading with the stats go 2018, and it had New York two spots ahead of California. So since then, the Lakers have won one, the Dodgers have won one.
Oh, well,
and the Rams have won one.
They're probably ahead now.
Have any New York teams won one?
California's
not since 2018, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I think California would have edged out ahead now.
New York should be winning more championships.
Well,
for being the biggest city.
Well, it's tough when the Knicks ain't giving them any damn help. The Knicks ain't won one since, you know, the 70s.
They hadn't done nothing.
They need some help.
They were good in the 90s.
And they were okay in the 90s.
I mean, best they've been ever since. Like, they've been irrelevant since, right?
Yeah, I mean, they made the finals 1 year, but that was as an 8
seed. Linsanity.
Well, that was in the 2000.
Yeah.
That was like 2011 or 12.
Like, is that not like their biggest moment of the last 20 years?
Could be this year.
Have they not been entirely irrelevant?
They're the 4 seed this year. Could be this year.
They're the 4 seed? Who are their best players?
No, I guess they've lost 4 in a row, so they're going to be 5 seed behind, like, the Cavs.
Who are the Knicks' best players?
Julius Randle.
Amari Stoudemire.
No, he's not there anymore. Jalen Brunson. And, like, Emmanuel Quickly are, like, their best, I'd say.
How long has Amari Stoudemire been gone?
A while. Oh, wow.
RJ Barrett.
Yeah. 2016 was his last year in the NBA.
Yeah, he's been going for the Knicks for a while.
Here's a good quote from him. He says, "The NBA is not an easy job. As you get older, you play this game for 82 games a year, and you play 11 or 12 years, your body tends to break down."
Well, yeah, it's tough.
He also got a battery charge.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
He charges a battery?
Boo, what a stupid joke, Cam. Boo.
Made me smile.
Boo, boo, boo.
Gotta have at least one a week.
Send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Drink White Claw Hard Seltzer responsibly. I need some White Claw Hard Seltzer after this day. It's been a rough day.
Why do you keep
choosing
saying
happiness?
That?
I've had a rough start of the day, bro.
Well, tell us about it.
I don't want to talk about it. If I want to talk about it, talk about it.
Well, you're talking about it.
Well, I'm talking about it vaguely, enough to say that I would want to drink some White Claw Hard Seltzer and forget all my pain and misery and agony.
I don't want you to be in agony.
Well, I'm choosing not to be by drinking White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Well, you sound...
Only 100 calories.
You sound hurt.
Black cherry. It's my favorite flavor.
Is it?
The pitch clock is reportedly shaving off 26 minutes off of spring games, according to baseball. Will that be enough to get you to watch baseball if it's quicker, Cody?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'll keep watching these college boys if they keep doing good, and I'll watch the Dodgers in the playoffs.
Are you actually interested in the college boys this
If they're doing good.
I mean, they're getting ready.
I'm sorry, doing well, if they're doing well. I don't want to sound like a moron here.
I mean, they're getting ready to hit really, really big stretch here. Next six games are against top three teams.
I am interested. Well, the next four series are against top five teams.
Well,
right?
Arkansas sixth. It depends on what rankings you look at.
Yeah, I mean.
But also, like in those, the next couple weeks, you have a couple midweek games. This week, we don't have any midweek game. It's just we played yesterday. Took care of UNC Asheville.
Yeah, I don't care anything about the midweek game.
Well, we don't have any next week. It's like we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday at LSU, the number one team in the country. No midweek game, and then we get back on April 6th home against Florida.
So this weekend?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturdays the next 2 weeks.
Oh, including this week?
Yeah. So games start tomorrow.
So tomorrow's the LSU series.
On ESPNU, correct.
And then we play LSU on Friday.
Yep,
Friday,
that's how the series works.
Evening.
Yep, and then we'll play one more on Saturday.
I'm trying to logistically. That's actually a pretty good.
At 2 o'clock. By the time it gets over around 5, it'll be by the time WrestleMania Night 1's getting ready to start. So.
Yeah. You going to L.A.?
No, I'm not. Yeah. Thought about it, but no one wanted to go with me.
I did.
Well, yeah, but I'm not paying for your plane ticket. And anyone
I'll meet you out there.
Yeah. You don't need to drive your car that far.
I don't have to fly.
You don't need to drive.
I'll get out there.
If you Greyhound out there, I'll meet you out there.
I do have a coupon they sent me.
How much would it cost a Greyhound to California?
It would be so stupid to take a Greyhound to California when you could just fly for cheaper. I guarantee you a Greyhound from here to L.A. would cost you as much as a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And it would take you 56 hours. God, that would be awful.
Think of it, all the people you'd meet, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, nobody better than Greyhound, folks.
You'd meet so many new people. You'd have them sit next to you.
It's the friends you make along the way.
You could try crystal meth for the first time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Third time. You could meet all kinds of interesting people.
Might fall in love.
Yeah. A
couple runaway girls.
Yeah, you might.
You're hoping to get ready to turn 18.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I don't think I would be interested in the Greyhound experience beyond. I took it from Nashville to here, and that was enough. That was enough.
What happens if you request an Uber to California, and then when you get in the car, you cancel your debit card with the bank? What happens then?
Ooh.
Wait, what?
Like, you request an Uber from here to California, and then, like,
you can't take an Uber to California.
What's the cutoff?
Not California.
Well, what's the cutoff? I mean,
it's before California.
You said you had to drive people to Atlanta. So, like, that's like 3 hours away. That seems ridiculous to me. So, like, what's the cutoff?
Well, they do have a cutoff, and it's
4 hours.
I don't know if it's like
five hours,
by miles or hours.
6 hours?
Yeah, it's like
7 hours.
It's somewhere.
Eight hours?
Yeah.
They 9 hours?
I don't know.
Can I take one to the beach?
You could.
10 hours?
You could request one to Myrtle Beach. I don't think you could request one to Miami, though.
Can I request one in New York, 12 hours?
But here's what you could do with the driver, if you get the right driver.
Hey, bro.
Just every stop.
You're my private driver.
Well,
I'll give you just a flat rate.
Well, what you would say is just cut out Uber.
Yeah.
You're going to cut the middleman, and then you just tell your driver, like, hey, man, I'll give you whatever, you know, $600 to take me to L.A.
Yeah.
Which might not even be enough if the driver, I mean. I don't know. If you offered me $600 to drive you to L.A., I'd probably do it. If you paid for the gas, too. That's a lot of wear and tear, though, at the same time. Might need, like, $1,000 to make it worth it. I don't know. I like going to California, so who knows. There's definitely a cutoff somewhere, though. You could offer the driver other things, and he might take you out there, depending on what you offered him. Depending on what kind of driver you get, you know.
Would you do it if someone pulled you over and was like, hey, I'll give you $500 and pay for your gas if you drive me to California?
What else are they giving me?
Nothing. $500
and pay for your gas.
And gas.
I'll buy you one meal.
Yeah, and I'll buy you breakfast every morning.
Well, where are we going to sleep?
Cuddled up together.
You're driving.
There's no sleep for you.
I don't know if you know this, but it takes, from here to L.A., it's going
to
take about 30 hours.
But what if he's like, I'll let you sleep and I'll drive your car.
So we're sleeping in the car. Well, so then you're not considering, though, then I need gas to come back.
I'm considering
I'm asking you to come back.
Well, that's why I'm asking you what the price
I'm going to have to sleep.
So 500 is not enough.
I don't think 500 is enough.
But that's the answer to the
question. You get it up to about 700, 800. I think
that extra 200 pushes you over the edge.
Well, I mean,
it would pay for your gas back. It'd probably take $200 to get here.
I'm probably going to get a cheap room on the way back. Spend one night in a cheap room.
What would gas cost to get there? $200?
You'd have to calculate it. I mean,
sure.
I think it
2,200 miles. How many miles is it to California? That might be stupid. It's like 3,500? How many miles is it from here to California?
I've never really been able to tell. I think it's 2,000 and something.
2,200 is what I said initially. Was that close?
2,800 maybe?
Okay. I mean, I'm sure your car gets 28 miles a gallon. So you need 100 gallons of gas. Or is it 100 gallons of gas, yeah.
It's going to take you like 5-6 fill-ups to get out there.
Yeah.
And that ain't cheap. I mean, it's
$30 a pop.
It's going to take you definitely $200 in gas.
That's what I'm saying.
If not a
little
more.
$200 get you back. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe a little more. It might, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be $400 or $500 spent just in fuel. So
he's paying your way there.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he fill me up in L.A. before we leave? Before I leave?
Yeah.
Head back?
Yeah.
Did I get any other favors?
You're mostly
on the way?
I mean, maybe he'll throw you, you know, a couple of,
a little
you know
handy?
What? Yeah,
just a little handy, maybe, just somewhere in Oklahoma.
It's flat in Oklahoma. Or
somewhere around
you bumps.
You could set on cruise control and just not have to really worry.
Somewhere around Amarillo, maybe. Yeah, you know. Do we get to stop at the Big Texan?
Is the Big Texan just a big statue?
No, that's the steakhouse in Amarillo.
Oh,
the. Where the
what's the, you know what I'm talking about? The big statue of the cowboy? Is that outside the steakhouse? Where
that sounds like some. Yeah, that's in Amarillo, I think.
Okay.
I think that's at the Big Texan.
Oh, is it just?
I think so.
I imagine that's why they call it the Big Texan.
Well, that's where they have
a big statue of a Texan out there.
Well, the Big Texan's the steak.
Well, I know.
72 ouncer. And if you can finish the whole thing, you don't have to pay for it. I would finish it, by the way. Gosh. I could eat a 72-ounce
steak. Do they make you eat the fat, too?
Yeah. See, and you got to eat the sides. The sides are where it would be tough.
I'm thinking of Big Tex. That's a 55-foot-tall figure and marketing icon of the annual State Fair of Texas, of Dallas. That's kind of the big – I guess that's kind of what I was thinking of. I don't know if it was what I was thinking of.
It looks
like
Woody.
It does look like Woody. That's not what I was thinking of, actually.
Have you ever seen in Oklahoma where they have the Cadillacs stuck in the ground? I've driven by there before.
No, I haven't.
Well, they have Cadillacs. They're stuck in the ground by the hood, by the like their nose down into the dirt. Just Cadillacs sticking up.
You think you could do the Big Texan?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 72 ounces, no problem.
That big-ass bone.
I mean, because I know I can eat a 36-ounce steak. So is it?
I mean, it's just two of those.
It's just two of those.
I know, but you saying you know you can eat a 36-ounce steak doesn't really tell me much.
I did one of those food challenges when I was like in college, and it was like a 4-pound burger.
Uh huh.
And I didn't complete it.
The current record holder is Molly Schuler. She ate 3 of these 72-ounce steaks in 20 minutes.
Who is this chick? I would love to see her.
I don't know.
Give me another.
She got it done.
Molly, huh?
Yep. 3 of them in 20 minutes.
That's pretty hot. I think I'd marry her.
They got a video of it if you want to watch it.
Whoa. Yeah, I do. Pull it up. I love that trip west, though. It's one of my favorite things.
I want to talk about Tennessee LSU. I want to talk about your interest in LSU.
That's not even 2 days from. That's 2 days.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's one day.
It's one day from now. It's tomorrow.
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. I want to talk about Route 66.
This does not look like a broad that can eat. What's 72 times 3?
Oh, my God. What is, she,
200 and 216?
72 times 3?
Yeah, 216 ounces.
Something like that. She's eating that like an animal.
I mean, I think it's fast forward a little bit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's 20 minutes, and they got to condense to 12. So
Okay.
They've sped it up a little bit. It's like listening to a podcast on 1.25 or 1.5 speed. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going after it. I mean, she's eating it with her hands, too. She's not.
Oh, yeah. You can't. Yeah. If you're eating a steak.
You're not going to.
When I eat a steak at home, sometimes I eat with my hands.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, sometimes.
Like a savage.
Just pick it up and eat it like a sandwich. Or like a chicken leg.
But yet you won't leave the door open here because you weren't raised in a barn?
Yeah. I don't want varmin getting in here.
Yeah.
One night
you eat your steak with your hand.
One night I had a possum get into my. We had a sunroom.
So you had one bad experience.
Yeah, and it was terrible.
You had one bad experience.
It was terrible. It was raining. I used to like open the sliding door to the like from the sunroom outside to let Frank in and out. Hey, like, I had to take him out to pee because we had a backyard that was fenced in. I'd open it up, and be like, "Hey, go out there and pee," and he'd go out there and he'd come back in. One night it was raining. I let Frank come in, and then I guess I didn't like fully shut it. I'm going to bed, and I see something in the dark just, like, zooming in there. I turn on the light. It's a very wet possum in the corner. And then, like, Frank runs out there after it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and, you know, he's a hunting dog, so he's barking, going crazy. And I'm like, oh, my God, is he about to attack this possum? Because he's going to get rabies. Going to have to put Frank down. He's going to have to get
possums
old Yeller.
Possums can't get rabies.
Possums can't get rabies. Well, I wish I had you back there in 2012 to tell me that, or 2011.
Cam's just standing in the corner.
To ease my...
He can't get rabies.
To ease my pains. Possums really can't get rabies?
Yeah.
Why not?
Blood temperature is too low.
Is that like a defense mechanism for them? Is that like an evolutionary tactic?
I guess. I don't know.
Because I imagine like a lot of those rodents out there could. I mean, I know they're not. They're marsupials.
Yeah, they're marsupials.
Their blood temperature's too low?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
He's an animal.
I thought that
guy.
Was common knowledge in the South.
No, it's not.
Possums can't get rabies.
I mean, it might be, but I never really think about it. No. Like I said, I could understand like maybe them and raccoons can get rabies, though, right?
Raccoons can, yes.
I would think rabies would take a lot of raccoons out, too, just because they're out there eating trash and out there of disgusting things. And, anyways.
Wonder if possum meat's good.
I doubt it, but maybe. Some people eat it. In Tennessee, it's legal to eat your roadkill.
Yeah.
It used to be illegal for a while, and then we said no more wasted meat. But, yeah, so he's up in a corner, and Frank's out there going crazy, teeth showing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Frank's going to attack this possum. I'm like, Frank, get back. And the next thing you know, the possum just goes dead. He goes limp. Plays possum.
Yeah.
In real life.
He just played possum
in real life.
They really do that.
Yeah, I'd never seen it before, and the possum just went dead. He like closed his eyes and just like went limp. I was like, oh, my God.
He's not actually dead, though.
So then I was like, well, what do I do now? I tried to get a broom. I was like, I tried to poke it the, like with the broom, and then all I did was like show its teeth and like like, I'm going to bite the broom if you do it. And I was like, ah, I'm not going to do this because I don't want rabies. Because, again, wasn't equipped with the knowledge that possums can't get rabies. So I was like, you know what? Forget it. I was like, good, Frank. I was like, you just stay out here, possum, in the sunroom. I went back to the kitchen. I got a piece of bologna. I threw it right next to the door. I was like, going to lure him out with bologna. And I came back later.
Possums love bologna.
He was gone. The bologna was gone. And he took it and he went on his way.
It was a good strategy.
Yeah. And I shut the door and that was it.
Worked for him before.
Yeah.
If there's anything I know about possums, it's how much they love deli meats.
I imagine all animals like meat, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I'm sure there's some. Yeah. Well, actually, John, this and this is actually a herbivore.
Yeah.
My cat doesn't.
Does it like meat?
My cat won't eat. Well, she likes it a piece salmon of fish, and chicken. Well, that's, yeah. But like, she won't that's eat meat. Bologna. If I try to give my cat bologna, she's not interested.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I've tried.
I said my old ferret didn't like chicken for some
reason. I tried to give her some salami. She didn't like that. I tried to give her some hot chicken. She didn't like that. Apparently, cats aren't hot big chicken. On spice. That's Maddie B's. Cut off a little piece. Here, try it. She's like, oh, no. Not doing that. Animals don't like seasoning. It's like blood. Blood and meat.
Yum.
What is it? They don't like cinnamon. Tigers don't like cinnamon.
Is that true?
Isn't that what's in The Hangover? I recently rewatched that. Tigers don't like cinnamon. That possum just went completely limp. Next day, cool. I was talking about him. My dad's like, "Whoa, you should just pick him up by the tail."
Yeah, I was gonna say.
He's like, "Why don't you?" He's like, "Why don't you just grab?" I'm like, "Grab it?" Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, that's what we used to do. Just pick him up by the tail."
Doesn't bite you if you grab the tail.
They will bite you. If
they
grab
can't
the tail.
Really. Like they can't have curl the strength. Up. Yeah, yeah.
They'll try to though.
Yeah.
Would you have grabbed it by the tail?
I would have tried to like coax it out, but yeah, if I had,
well, it wasn't going nowhere. Like I said, I got the broom and it was ready to do defense. You just would have grabbed it by the tail.
That's, yeah, that's right.
If you had one of those big, like, work gloves, you
If I had, like, a long glove, I might have gone with it. Yeah. But I was like, grab it. I was like, I'm not grabbing it by the tail. I was like, I just threw some bologna. It got out. He's like, yeah, that's what we used to do. Bologna. I was like, well, I don't want to do that.
Possums like bologna.
Now we know.
Either that or some other varmint came in there and got it.
Just had a whole party.
Which is possible, yeah. It could have backfired. There could have been a meeting of other animals inside the green room. Eating bologna and fighting, I could have turned it into a war zone.
Animal Fight Club.
Yeah.
And now they know there's bologna there, so they'll be back.
Yeah, I thought about that too. My damn neighbor keeps feeding. Like, we have like a community cat.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a wandering. The cat looks like it's like from the R.L. Stein book about, like, was it Lucky the Cat or whatever? That had like so many lives and died and ripped the cat or whatever the hell it was. I think it might have been Rip the Cat.
That's a hell of a reference.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what that cat.
I remember that from third grade.
Yeah, that cat looks like it and it just wanders around the community. But my neighbor keeps putting out food right in front of our door.
Yeah.
And so now the cat, when I come home, the cat tries to come inside. I'm like, no, like, no, cat, you're
you
not coming
let it in.
No, it's got diseases and fleas.
Probably not.
It's definitely got something. And I'm like, I'm not, and I feel bad, but I'm like, I'm not letting you in, cat. But every time I pull up, it gets so excited, it runs up and tries to run in. Yeah. I'm like, no, kitty, no.
Do you pet it?
No, it's too ugly.
Is it? Yeah.
It's too ugly. It's mangy. And I'm like, I don't know if it's, I don't think it would bite me because it seems like a nice cat, but like.
Just ugly.
It just might have diseases. It's definitely at least got, like, fleas
well,
and stuff.
Well, why don't you trap it and take it to the vet and get it all
fixed
up?
Well, I thought
about
taking it to the shelter, but I'm afraid they'll put it down at the table.
Oh, they definitely put it down. You should take it to the vet and get it all fixed up.
That's how Charlie ended up with that cat.
Well, yeah, and he's happy.
I'm not – I would maybe take it to the vet and get some shots, but then I'm just put it back outside and, like, then it's just going to be a fat cat that's killing even more birds and just being more
– cats
like
are a big detriment to the ecosystem.
Yeah, and they'll feel like we're more of
– oh. I know something you can do.
I actually think I'm his pet.
Google
his
this.
Owner.
Have you ever heard of this? About how many birds cats kill each year? Oh, you know this?
Yeah. It's like 70 million or something like that.
It's like a billion.
Yeah. I know it's like a crazy ass.
Cam, do you know
number.
That?
I know. They're the biggest threat to the ecosystem.
You guys
of
are too. You guys know too much about the internet. I wish. Because the other day I surprised my friend with this.
2.4 billion.
Yeah. I just told him, I said, Google. How many birds cats kill each year in the United States? And I was like, whatever you think the number is, you're not even going to be close to it.
Well, next time you got to ask them up front, how many cats? I mean, how many birds do you think?
Well, obviously, get you had seen the thing from the
internet. I'm not talking about me. I'm saying we'd also just.
Well, no, I wanted to get you with it, and you'd be like, "Oh my god!" But you had seen it before. Yeah.
So. I was even way off. I said like 70 million, but like,
well, that's what you tell them. It's like no matter what, what you guess, you're going to be way off.
Yeah,
it's so many more than you think. 2.4 billion birds a year die because of cats, and it's real too. Apparently, my cat can't catch a bird.
The cat I used to have could. It would always bring up toys. When I say toys, I mean living things that it had killed. It was a, it was a creature. But then I think the circle of life got it, and a bigger predator got it.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
Happens to the best of us.
That's a good cat. Yeah. That's a good cat. Hour one in the books. Kick off hour two of headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.